Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Len Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermüller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermüller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Benton covering, for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Berry and he is out, Wurstler applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. McNair moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins bunts towards the mound. Ostermuller fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Miller moves to second. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermuller hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Higgins steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Higgins scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostermueller hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fox reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Barry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Johnson scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Lynn Larry. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Cook reaches third base with a triple. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Ostermueller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Sissell now playing shortstop. Max Bishop now playing second base. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton strikes out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissell hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Werber strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair scores. Miller moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-3 in the game. Benton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller scores. Berry moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Wes Farrell now pitching. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Porter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.